You are listening to 3RW Afternoons. I'm Jackie Felgate. A little bit of a change of pace now. Supposedly, airline close calls happen more often than we thought in the US. Do you think it's the case here? 133-693. One of my favourite people to talk to is James Nixon. He's an author, speaker and retired A380 captain. James, I spoke to you last week when that big chunk of ice fell from the sky, but this is a little different.
Hi, Jack. Oh, hang on. I suppose I shouldn't say that word. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, Jack's fine. Well, go ahead.
You're not going to hijack anyone on this, though. Now, listen.
No.
Right. We've got ice falling off planes last week, and now we've got planes falling off planes. No, listen, this is a thing that happens all the time, and that's why they pay pilots so much money to not hit other airplanes. In fact, you're more likely to hit another airplane at the airport, taxiing around on the ground, because that's when we're closest. And, of course, all our wingtips for the A380s are exactly the same height and all the wingtips for the 787s and the 737s. So it's very close on the ground and it's very tricky. And there's a lot of aeroplanes that hit each other on the ground around the world. Mid-air collisions are pretty rare. In the old-fashioned industry, we worked on the basis of the big sky theory, which is you could take off all your planes and fly them all around the world and no one would hit each other even if you tried. So air traffic controllers decided they needed a career. So they made us fly down these air routes, which means you've got more chance of hitting each other, and then they get paid to keep us apart.
Uh-huh.
And that worked very well, but every now and then they had a few mid-air collisions, and it's been evolving, this industry. So now we have procedures, much better procedures. For example, we have racetrack patterns, such as going to Sydney. We used to go up and down on the one track. Now the people going to Sydney go up over Strathbogie, and the people coming down come over Eildon, so that you couldn't hit each other if you tried head-to-head.
I always find it fascinating when we talk to you, just being a layperson about flying and a passenger, you never think about these things. You know, you always tell me something I didn't know before. But what prompted me to give you a call about this was a number of people sent me, they must have all been on the same plane, but coming back from Sydney to Melbourne, and you could see another aircraft out the window, and they were all freaking out because it's not something that we often see in Australia, is it? It's more something that we'd see, say, in Europe?
Yeah, in Europe and overseas, it's very common because there's many more airplanes. There's 9,800 airplanes up in the sky right now. And so if you go onto Plane Finder or Flight Radar 24, you can see that there's millions of flights all around the world. Every day there's 100,000 flights. There's a million people up there right now. So that means that there's a lot of them over Europe and over the United States. There's planes looking out. Every time you're looking out the window, you see another airplane. It's just all over the place. But in Australia, we don't have many planes, particularly over Melbourne, because all the planes land here. We have very few planes that fly over the top, so they don't even see condensation trails like they do in say, Zurich or in over Switzerland, where all the planes fly over the top of one city. So the problem is that people look out the window. Now, we spend a lot of money putting those blinds in, and we want you to pull the blinds down and watch the movie. Your job is a passenger. Our job is to look out the windows, and we are being paid to keep the other airplanes away. But when you're coming over from, in this case, from Cairns to Melbourne or from Brisbane to Melbourne, you go over parks in New South Wales. Well, parks is a place where lots of air routes converge and cross. So that photo you showed me today is obviously coming over the top of parks with the planes coming out of Sydney. And that's a standard sort of thing that you'll see every time if you look out the window at the right time.
Have you ever had a near miss? Or are you not allowed to say?
Well, you know, every day is a near miss. You understand this industry, Jack.
I'm learning, paranoid. James.
We have a motto, only the paranoid survive. So I have to assume my first officer wants to kill me. He assumes that I want to kill him. I want to assume that my engineer tried to kill me and the air traffic controller wants to kill me. So everyone's working on the basis that it's going to happen unless we stop it happening. So we have things like a TCAS, which is a great invention from the early 90s, that shows us, it shows 60 aeroplanes. It's monitoring 60 other aeroplanes around us in a big bubble, and it's only displaying the ones that it thinks we should know about. And it puts a 45-second force field around each aeroplane, and the aeroplanes talk to each other to make sure that we don't run into each other. It's fantastic. It's been going since early 1990s, and it gets better and better and better.
So you've scared a store before, but what is the likelihood of something actually going wrong? Have you got statistics on that? I assume it's very low.
Oh, yeah, extremely low, extremely low. Because even this new, after we had a big crash over Switzerland about 2002 or 3 it was, after that, we decided to ask for a better standard of TCAS. So now even if the person in the other airplane does the wrong thing, it will tell my airplane to do the right thing, mm-hmm. and it guarantees that even if they're trying to kill us, we'll miss each other by 300 feet. And if it doesn't work, we get a free unit.
James Nixon is an author, a speaker, and retired A380 captain. Always a pleasure to have you on, James. Thanks so much for having a chat to me.
My pleasure. See ya.